With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despicable, a heinous act. Words used by President Biden to describe the deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans. Mr. Biden says his heart goes out to the Crescent City.
I agree with you.
The terrorists killed 15 people by driving a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street. We're told the suspect, identified as Samsu Gingibar, was inspired by ISIS.
We know he's from neighboring Texas, 42 years old, an American citizen, served in the U.S. military for a long time, was deployed to Afghanistan actually around 2009. They're looking into him, also his potential ties to, of course, the Islamic State group. We know that there was a flag in that pickup truck along with guns, explosive devices. They also believe they found some improvised explosives around the area, which could be leading the investigative teams to think that he may not have acted alone. So they're looking at potential accomplices, anyone that might be related to this attack. That is still very much active. We don't have a lot of information on that.
The BBC's Carl Nassman in New Orleans. An exploding Cybertruck outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas killed a person inside the rented vehicle early yesterday.
The fact that this was a Cybertruck really limited the damage that occurred inside of the valet, because it had most of the blast go up through the truck and out. In fact, if you look on that video, you'll see that the front glass doors at the Trump hotel were not even broken.
Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says heavy-duty fireworks and camp fuel canisters found inside the wreckage of the truck. Seven people nearby suffered minor injuries. Investigators looking at possible ties to the New Orleans attack. Three people killed in New Year's fireworks explosion in a Honolulu area neighborhood. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 194 points higher. This is SRN News. A New Year's resolution for Christians.
Many believers plan to make 2025 the year they read through the whole Bible, most for the first time in their lives. It's a big task, and if you don't get started in January, it gets harder. But there are all kinds of systems out there for doing it. Polls indicate the large numbers of people who self-identify as Christians don't actually know very much about the Scriptures, spending much of their time reading popular religious books or using devotionals exclusively. Pastors say believers who don't know their Bible are much more vulnerable to falling into false teaching. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts has issued a defense of judicial independence, which he says is under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the prospect of public officials defying court orders. Roberts is especially concerned about Democratic plans to term limit the court in retaliation for the repeal of Roe v. Wade. The Chief Justice notes that King George III stripped colonial judges of lifetime appointments, an order that was not well received. This is SRN News. One more look in the rearview mirror.
Latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 5% of American adults rate 2024 as one of the best years ever. 11% think it was an excellent year, and 20% rate 2024 as a good year. However, 34% of Americans give 2024 a poor rating. The 36% who rate 2024 at least a good year is slightly up from last year, when 34% said the same thing about 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A day before his inauguration, President-elect Trump planning what's being called the Make America Great Again victory rally in Washington, D.C. That word this morning from Mr. Trump's inauguration committee. The event is planned for the Capital One Arena on January 19th, and that venue has seating for just over 20,000 people. Aside from the incoming president, we don't yet know who else is on the speaker's roster. More details at srnnews.com.